You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Joe Sirwack. We're here with Oliver Schulteis, an associate psychology professor at the University of Michigan. Oliver runs the Human Motivation and Effective Neuroscience Laboratory. Oliver, you work a lot with hormones, basically.
Yeah, that's right. We look at how hormones influence behavior and how hormones are in turn influenced by behavioral outcomes like winning or losing against another person, this kind of thing. It's usually a reciprocal relationship between hormones and behavior where one can affect the other.
Your latest research has gotten a lot of attention. You looked at anger. Can you talk a little bit about that study and what you found?
In that study, lead author Michelle Wirth and I examined the effects of testosterone measured in people's saliva, which is a relatively easy medium to measure this in, on their responses to anger phases. And we looked at how much they learned on this task. And what we found was that men and women alike who worked on this task had particularly good learning on the anger phase sequence, but only if they were high in testosterone. When they were low in testosterone, they didn't pick that up very well. So it appears like only high testosterone people seem to perceive or evaluate somebody else's anger flashed at them as something that is rewarding. And that's why they were basically bar pressing for that a lot more quickly than other participants.
And you figured out that the high testosterone people kind of get some pleasure out of causing other people some grief?
That's the idea with these instrumental learning paradigms or instrumental learning tests, that you have a behavioral criterion of what will people like to do again and again. And from that, you infer that something is rewarding or pleasurable because they're working for it more quickly, more intensively. They're better at picking up whatever they can learn about this. In short, whatever you like to do more often, and you're quicker to learn and catch up on. And that's what they did.
Now, is it good to have high testosterone, or is it bad, or both?
Like with all things, there's upsides and there's downsides. It also depends on what you mean by high testosterone. So if you have extremely high testosterone, like when you're taking anabolic steroids to increase your muscle growth, if you're doing weightlifting and this kind of thing, it's certainly not good because it's not just affecting your body, it's also affecting your brain in ways that you don't want it to be affected. You're becoming more aggressive, you're becoming less impulse controlled. In men, it has the paradoxical side effect that testicles are actually shrinking and basically giving up their function because the brain's getting the signal, oh, there's such a lot of testosterone going on already, shut down all production of further testosterone, and that's why testicles are not producing any testosterone. But if you're talking about what we call physiological levels, so levels that are in the range that we'd normally expect in people, high levels of testosterone are good for you in the sense that people subjectively feel more zest in their lives, they feel more energized. High testosterone is also important both in men and women for sexual libido. So higher levels make you more sexually active and more sexually motivated. And yes, they come perhaps with a downside that they may also make you sometimes more obnoxious for other people because you like to tease them, for instance, for making them a little bit angry every once in a while, and that gives you a kick. But one other thing that should be mentioned about testosterone is if you're trying to be dominant, the worst thing you can do is trying to be in-your-face aggressive to someone else. What you usually want to try to do to be dominant is to be persuasive, to be convincing, to be charming, to have the better arguments, to be more fluent in your speech, and so on. And that is what high testosterone people are, too. They are more nimble in their social interactions, and they know what to do in order to get what they want. It's not necessarily beating up the other person. It's being convincing and persuasive.
And the highest level people might be in jail or causing problems?
They might also be in office somewhere. Power motivation, dominance motivation in humans is a multifaceted phenomenon. Yes, it sometimes is the people who end up in jail because they have never learned how to kind of channel their need for power in a more intelligent fashion. Others, because they have learned that at some point, may end up in office and are the charmers, the persuaders, the good politicians. So they can end up in all walks of life.
But leaders and CEOs and successful people, they tend to be higher testosterone?
My late colleague James Dapps from the University of Georgia has found that, for instance, actors and ministers and also football players tend to be high on testosterone. than people in, say, accounting jobs. He also found that defense trial lawyers tend to be higher than people who are just doing basically a paper job in the legal business and are not going to the bar to defend the client in court. So wherever people need to have zest and a drive to convince, persuade, cajole, manipulate others, they benefit from high testosterone levels. And people who are high in testosterone may end up more frequently in these jobs. But there's also the other interpretation that these jobs also, in the end, give you more testosterone. Because, as I said originally, testosterone behavior have reciprocal relationships, which means that if you're high in testosterone, you may behave more dominantly. But if you have more opportunities in life to behave dominantly because you ended up in a high position somewhere in the hierarchy, this may also feed back into your testosterone levels and crank them up over time.
I'm Joe Surowiec, and thank you for tuning in.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.